Welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from you boys, the Buffalo Happy Hour. Today,
we're here!
Lagavulin 8. Finally, some good stuff. Because this whole session sucked. No,
come on! Really, there was two good options. Yeah. There were two good options so far. Let's talk about this. Lagavulin 8 year.
Gotta rinse my palate here, bro.
We're in southern Scotland. So
you had any Listerine mist strips?
No. This isn't 2006 and you're trying to pick up a date. So Derek is, you know, in his glory because we got the peat backs.
Did those ever work? Just so you know, do those Listerine strips ever work?
I got a story for you offline. I have literature for you to read. So here's the deal. We got two quick notes. Our uplighting brought to you by Toy Bros. Thank you so much. Local company, support small business. We appreciate you, Jeff. Thank you for everything. Also, Dram Diary brought to you by Greg. If you're interested in a Dram Diary, feel free to go to the link in our bio, pick up your own pages. Binder's not included. This was a gift to us. But Dram Diaries are great. It kind of walks you through the tasting profile experience, and then you can do all the things that you need to do. But for this Wednesday's whiskey review, we have Lagavulin 8-year. It is a Islay single malt, and we want to dive into all things scotch because I know Derek loves it so much, but at the same token, this is only 8 years old, which is super young when it comes to Islay scotch specifically. So we'll talk about it. I'm super excited because I actually do appreciate and enjoy Lagavulin, although Bavini is my favorite. That's fine. So, Derek, what do you got for this guy? Or gal. Who knows? It's 2025 when this releases, so we'll figure it out.
They.
He or she.
Easy.
Oh, no,
YouTube
no.
YouTube will take us off,
here
bro.
At Buffalo Happy Hour, it's a he or she. Pick one.
All right. Bye, guys. Thank you. We appreciate every one of you. But okay, so.
Yeah, Microsoft and the University of Texas, A&M, or whoever it was, moved away from DEI. It's fine. We can too.
Dude, so did everybody. Boeing's done.
Well, Boeing's been done, especially after that South Korean airline crash, which I talked about earlier. Yeah, 179 victims yesterday.
I don't remember seeing that.
It was yesterday.
Really?
179 people.
All I saw was their boy Carter's done.
100 years, bro.
That's a good life.
Lagavulin.
Anywho. So, Lagavulin is a scotch on the island of Islay. So, if you're familiar with the Islay or the Scotland whiskey scene, the island of Islay is on kind of like the southern western part of the whole island of Scotland. It's a small island that is mostly known for their peated expressions because of Lagavulin, Ardbeg, and Laphroaig. These are three distilleries that are basically within a walking distance of each other. Literally 5 minutes in a car will get you from Lagavulin, Laphroaig, and Ardbeg all in one stretch. It's on the southeastern side, I believe, of Scotland. Not to sound pretentious or anything, but when I was there, I did meet with the master distiller and Rick House manager, Ian MacArthur. I'm going to butcher his name. MacArthur? I always get him and McAllister from Home Alone messed up.
Jeez.
It's Ian MacArthur, I think, right?
You tell me, bud. You met him. You shoveled some stuff in his warehouse.
Yeah, Ian MacArthur. Thank God I got that right. So, met the dude. If you're familiar with the show Parks and Rec, which we don't talk about Ron Swanson anymore because Nick Offerman is weird, but
only in real life.
The Lagavulin episode of Parks and Rec, he was actually, Ian MacArthur was in that episode. He's that short little Scottish dude that was in that episode. Super cool. He's awesome, down to earth. He's leaving Lagavulin, I believe, at the end of 2024, or it was middle of 2024.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, right. So, nervous of where the future of Lagavulin goes because he was a pivotal part of Lagavulin for a very long time. But long story short, Lagavulin used to peat their own barley. Peating is the process of burning all the barley by using, or heating up all the barley by using peat moss in the ground. And it was what they kind of associate with a very smoky and a peaty note to the scotch. They used to do it themselves, but now they offshore it to Port Ellen Distillery Malting Company. So, or Port Ellen Malting Company. This Lagavulin, normally Lagavulins are around like 40. This one comes around 35 ppm. So,
how much
you'll
is
see,
this?
$65.
It was $65.
$65. So, when you look at the other stuff that we've been doing, you can kind of put that into perspective. This is 96 proof. This is aged 8 year, which means the youngest barrel that they put into this is an 8 year old product. One light just went out, didn't it? That one. Nice. Okay. So, we got it's one up here.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
So that's what we got. It's from the island of Islay, and we're going to rate this. So, label branding, what do you got, Mike? Miguel.
Dude, it's Lagavulin, but it's kind of bland. It's all white.
My fitness consigliere. Yeah.
It is classy. It's a real cork. It's got its packaging. I honestly like the all white with the red 8.
Yeah.
A minus check.
I'll go A minus check. I like that. A minus check.
I agree.
The bottle's iconic. I mean, Lagavulin with that traditional green bottle. Green bottles matter.
You're obsessed.
I love it. So,
obsessed. Huge fan. Well, pour it out, bro.
Let's go.
We'll dive into the nose.
So you can see now, green bottles, you can see how light this is, color-wise.
It's probably going to be clear. Oh my God! Right? Put it back in the barrel! Why'd they pull it out?
Never pull out. So this is the only thing that I would say from a label branding standpoint that I'm not a huge fan of. This makes me understand why they put it in a green bottle. Because if this was in a clear bottle, this would be so off-putting and disgusting.
Nobody would buy this. No, like, what are we drinking? Hearts and tails? What's going on?
Like, imagine, like, this Clonakilty killed the Irish whiskey. This is in a clear bottle next to this glass. Like, just look at how gross that Lagavulin looks.
Yeah, but you want to know what's crazy? Honestly, you really want to know what's crazy? Is you have an 8-year scotch, and you're not even caring about how clear it is because you know that it's got so much punch behind it that all you want to do is drink it. So yes, it's slightly off-putting and it looks weird and the green bottle saves it, but nobody's looking at it anyways because when you're in the store, you're looking at an 8-year Lagavulin and you're not pulling the bottle out of the container, the packaging, and you're just buying it. You won't know until you get home and you're like, wait, what the hell is this? And then you pour it out and drink it and then everything washes away anyways. So who cares?
But would you, so if you're a distillery and you're a distillery manager, would you, because it is legal in Scotland to add caramel coloring, would you add caramel coloring to this to make the look a little bit better?
No, I'm a purist. So I'm pulling it at 8. I want it to be 8. I want it to look like this. Let's rock and see what happens. Okay.
So label branding, A minus check. So let's go nose. What do you got for nose?
Some peat. Hello.
God, this is so good.
Fig. Sea salt.
You've gotten fig on every single one of these.
I know.
Did you have a fig lately?
I've had 14 in the last 3 days.
14 figs?
Fig Newtons. I can't stop eating it.
Maybe that's why.
What do you want from me?
I'm getting pepperoni pizza.
I'm getting a lot of ham and Dijon.
I'm getting an absolute ton of sea salt. This smells so salty. So Lagavulin 16 is kind of like the grandfather of Isla Scotch, in my opinion. We talk about this whenever we talk about an Isla whiskey, specifically those three that I mentioned earlier. You have Lafroig and Ardbeg that are always battling over who can be more peaty. I feel like those are like the young children that are always fighting with each other about who's like the more edgy one with the more peat. Lagavulin, I feel like...
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Is that grandfather that stands above it? But this Lagavulin 8 is that like random uncle that like kind of is weird to your the niece and nephew that's so, kind of like, I'm also kind of cool, you know? I got bangs.
What about 30 Seconds of Mars? What about pear?
Yeah. I just think that this is very, very sea salty, very kind of like immature.
Where do you rate this nose?
Probably a B minus.
Really?
Yeah. I think that this nose does a very, like, I've obviously drank this before, and I think that this nose is a disservice to the taste because it is so peat forward. B minus check. Nice. I feel like this is a very immature expression from Lagavulin because they wanted to put something out of the market that is peaty. That's my impression of this particular product because I know how well-rounded Lagavulin 16 is, which granted is $40 more than this one is.
So good, though.
It's a fantastic product, but this one just is very, very immature for me.
For me, I love this nose. It's a B plus, so I have to compromise. It's really? A B minus check. Yeah. Can I drink That's this shocking. Now?
No.
I'm salivating. You're teasing me by talking.
What do we do? B minus check?
Yeah, B minus check. It's a great nose, especially for a Lagavulin.
Yeah.
Oh. Initial taste.
This is where I'm getting a lot of that smoke. Not necessarily peat, but smoke. This to me tastes like almost like a burnt steak. Like Lagavulin 16 is the perfect scotch to have with a steak because it's that peppercorn, it's that perfect meaty, hearty whiskey. This one is like accidentally ordered my steak well done and it's a little bit charred a little bit, but I'm still going to eat it because it's steak and it's good. That's how I feel like this Lagavulin 8 is.
I'm getting smoke, peat, pepper.
Yep.
And
sea salt.
Salt, yeah.
This tastes like a burnt steak.
I'm going an A on this initial taste. I like this way more than I'm supposed to.
I'm so shocked.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to go solid B.
A minus?
Yeah, A minus.
Really?
Yeah. I wish I had some Lagavulin 16 left over so you can.
I know,
so
but we were too thirsty because it was too delicious, bro.
It's so good.
But it's double the age. That's insane to compare.
It's double the age. It's $40 more.
You know what we should do is 8, 10, and 16.
Yeah. We can get a liquor store to sponsor that section because that's a lot of money.
We'll record it there.
It's true. Good point.
Why not?
So,
anyway.
I don't know. What are you getting?
Wet grass.
Okay.
I'm getting more wood sugar than the initial taste for sure. The sugar kind of rounds it out. There's a weird element of like char that never goes away. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that kind of tricks you into thinking, why am I tasting vanilla? Why am I tasting caramel? And it's really just the wood sugar with that wet grass combination, because it is 8 years old, you're just pulling that out of the barrel. And I love that because it rounds it out.
Yeah. So I feel like you've been very shocked of my rating so far with the nose and the initial taste. This is why I keep buying this product, this ending note. It's very long. It's very woody. It's still a little smoky. It's got that sea salt. It's got that lingering Lagavulin taste that I absolutely strive for in a lot of my Islay whiskeys. This ending note is on par with me to the other Lagavulin products, which is why $40 cheaper, I will buy this sometimes over the 16 because of that ending note. I love this ending note.
It's a great ending note.
It's so viscous. It's thick. It's lingering. It stays around for so long. It's that same meaty, sea salty, vanilla, caramel, like all of the tasting notes that you look for. It's a very well-rounded ending note, in my opinion.
Here's my struggle. I have to compare this with the other Lagavulin and Scotch products that I've had. I can't go A plus on this ending note.
No, I don't think it's an A plus.
I have to go A check because I'm not an A minus on this and I'm not an A plus, but I am in the middle because it does make you want more. This makes you want to go find it. Mm-hmm. This, we'll talk about $65. This ending note saves it.
Yeah.
I have to go A check.
I'll go A check.
A check. I agree.
This is the product that I feel, and I don't know if this is true or not, so don't quote me on this, but if I was Lagavulin, I would throw this product, or at least these barrels, in with that sherry finish and absolutely crush that.
That's a move.
So there's one behind you. I think that might be the 11. That's the Pedro Jimenez. The one on the left?
Yeah, just over to the left.
Because this, the initial taste to me for this product is very immature. The nose is very immature. But if you put that in a cherry-focused wine finish, I feel like that rounds out that initial taste but keeps that ending note. Mm-hmm. And that's the product that I'm looking for. That's why I love this product so much.
So, final rating, give me the countdown, because it's kind of a profound ending note that really drives home this product.
Three, two, one. 90. Let's go, baby.
90.
Same page. I love when we do that. It gets me hard. What? I think this is a solid product. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because that nose and the initial taste are very, very immature. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Got ya.
And the color to this, it shocks you, I think. And tasting it and you're like, this is the experience of Lagavulin 8. You buy it because you love smoky product or whatever. Maybe you come from Mezcal. You buy it, it's in a packaging, you're okay. Ooh, all right, sure. Whatever. I put it into a glass and you're like, oh, I don't know, that's super, super light. Again, Mezcal kind of gets you into that thought process. You take a sip of it, you're like, okay, I can get behind it, and then that dissipates, and you're like, I love this product. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the experience that I've had with this.
I agree. It's a fantastic option, and it's $65. Derek, would you have it in your collection?
Absolutely.
Sam.
This is one of those products, like I said, Lagavulin 16 is around $100. I think sometimes you can find it between like $95 and $110, depending.
Yeah.
If I have that extra money, I'm obviously going Lagavulin 16. Lagavulin 16 might be one of my favorite scotches ever. I love that product. But if I don't and I just kind of want something to sip, or even if I already have 16 at home and I want something new, I will grab this product because it's that good.
It's a great option.
What would be your limit to where you would buy this? Do you think it's...
80.
Yeah, I think it's pretty reasonably priced.
Yeah, it is.
I think 75, 80 bucks, like you're saying, is probably the limit.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I would just go 16.
Yes.
But this is very good.
And I think that's why they priced it where they did.
Yeah.
They're smart. It's a great move.
It's like they know
great
what we're option. Doing.
Yeah, right. Yeah!
Thank you, everybody, for joining us for today's Wednesday Whiskey Review of Lagavulin 8. If you have this product at home or you've tried it before, let us know your thoughts in the comments down below. Please like this video and subscribe if you have not already. We try to release these every Wednesday. Sometimes we get a little bit behind, but we got 4 of these going so far, and hopefully we can keep the streak going, right?
That's it.
Let's go, baby. If you did enjoy this product with us, please, we always recommend drink responsibly. Your person and Michael.
Do not litter.
We're out.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.